But let us go on. Let's go on to the next sentence in Brahma's speech, in Brahma's rational, more rational account. He says, wherever a man or a god, a Gandharva, a lord of men, a Rakshasa, an untouchable, he removes evil deeds. The connection here is not quite clear. The grammar, in fact, is not quite clear. He could refer to the king. In the previous sentence, Brahma has been talking about the king. He says he would establish beings in good activity, etc. He would establish. The king would establish. In this case, the present sentence would mean that the king discourages all classes of sentient beings from performing unskillful actions. However, it's more likely that the sentence is a sort of interjection. He removes evil deeds is to be understood more as one removes evil deeds. In other words, it doesn't matter what class of beings one belongs to. Doesn't matter what position in society one occupies, whether one is a man or god, Gandharva, etc. One can still perform skillful actions. One can still remove evil deeds. In other words, one has the possibility of a higher heavenly rebirth. Understood in this way, the sentence is an affirmation of the basis on which Brahma's rational explanation of the nature and function of kingship rests. In other words, it's an affirmation of the law of karma. It's also possible to understand the sentence in another way. It doesn't matter what the king's origin is, doesn't matter what caste he belongs to by birth, the main thing is that he removes evil deeds. If he does that, he is a king. This, of course, is very much in accordance with the whole general spirit of Buddhism as a universal religion. According to orthodox Hinduism, only one who belongs by birth to the Kshatriya caste should be king, just as only one who belongs to the Brahmin caste by birth should teach. The next sentence is very short. The king is the parent of those who do good deeds. What does that mean? It means that those who do good deeds have nothing to fear from the king. The king will look after them and protect them. More than that, by encouraging people to perform good deeds, the king becomes, as it were, their father in righteousness. Morally speaking, he stands in a sort of parental relation to them. I'll probably have something more to say about the parental function in a more literal sense later on.